At certain times of the year, Port Armstrong may have more brown bears per square inch than anywhere else.
When you can have 32 in sight at one time, that's getting up there.
John Thorrington is the maintenance manager at the hatchery. He says to be able to live with such a large number of bears, they sometimes have to take extraordinary measures.
And that compressed air cannon that we built is a shoulder-fired, recoilless, three-quarter-inch bore unit that'll throw a quarter-pound clay projectile about 450 yards. And at first, it seemed to be promising. When they're thin-skinned and no fat on them when they first show up in August, you can kind of get their attention with it. But when they put on 6 inches of fat, you could be shooting cinder blocks at them and they wouldn't care. So it doesn't do any good.
My first day in Port Armstrong, I saw 3 bears. 4, if you count the bear carcass that one of them was carrying off in its mouth. Port Armstrong hatchery manager Ben Contag says 3 bears is nothing. And I missed the peak of the season, which coincided with the low pink salmon returns.
Because our pink run was so short in time, by the middle of September, there was very few pinks left. And in a normal year, there'd still be pinks all the way through the 10th, 12th of October. And this year, by the middle of September, fish were pretty much gone. And they were pretty hungry, so we had some cannibalism going on and bears killing each other.
Contact says when they start eating each other, the danger factor for humans is a little higher as well.
That's when I get more scared with people living here. You know, everybody needs to be a little more alert. Maybe a bear will decide a piece of a human leg is good to eat too. I don't know.
Even though a fish hatchery is kind of like a fresh salmon market for bears, Contact says he doesn't really know why so many hang out here. Most of the pens and the raceways that hold the salmon are either barricaded or surrounded with electric fencing. But Sindel Claycamp, who works as a fish culturist, says the bears managed to break in anyway.
Last year, though, we had these 2 bears. Well, they were 2 cubs, and they were like about second years. And the mom ended up dying early on. She was the one that was found behind the bunkhouse. And they were so skinny that one of them could actually squeeze through the bars up at the head where the fish come through, so they had to be really skinny in order to do that.
Those really, really thin bars over there?
Those really thin bars. Squeezed into there and, like, was walking down the little aisles looking at all the fish.
Claycamp says it would be justified to shoot a bear as defense of life and property, but that's really a last resort in Port Armstrong.
We always try to figure out whether we really have to or not, and it seems like he got in just by squeezing between the bars, and he's definitely going to get fatter. We didn't have to shoot him or anything.
It just becomes a part of life. You don't open a door and walk out on the boardwalk without first checking for bears. Contact says it's a pain, but there's really no alternative.
My kids are, they're not allowed to come out of the house unless they're going out with me or somebody with a gun. It's kind of a bummer because they like to go play around outside, but I don't let them. Not at night, I definitely don't let them. And not even my wife. They're trapped in the house. So they're kind of like in jail because of the bears for part of the year.
10-year-old Ayla and 12-year-old LaVon Contag are the only kids in Port Armstrong. And when asked what they like to do, it all hinges on whether it's bear season or not.
Sometimes it can be hard that there's no other kids, but, you know, we just learn to play with each other and we go outside when there's no bears. When there's no bears, I like to go outside and walk with my dog, Coco. When there is bears, I like to stay inside and play games with LaVon usually.
And that compressed air cannon that John Thorrington was talking about? That was a birthday present for 10-year-old Ayla. She can barely lift it, and she says so far she's only managed to shoot a potato at the wall. But if you live in Port Armstrong, it's never too early to learn how to coexist with a brown bear. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.